Hello, and welcome to this PERspectives Continuing Education Podcast, created by healthcare professionals for healthcare professionals. PER is a leader in healthcare education and offers free accredited medical education programs in a variety of accessible formats at gotoper.com. According to the American Academy of Ophthalmology, the goal of treating primary open-angle glaucoma is to control intraocular pressure, or IOP. It's important to get IOP into the target range and to prevent progressive visual field loss and nerve damage. A 20% to 30% reduction in IOP from baseline is a suitable goal to prevent progression, but the target may need to be adjusted over time. Let's listen to Dr. Danica Morelli outline why it is important to diagnose glaucoma early.
Certainly, all of our clinical trials show that if we lower intraocular pressure, we can reduce or slow down the progression rate. We have an ability to diagnose glaucoma earlier than ever with our OCTs and our newer perimetry options. And of course, we want to limit as much loss as we can to keep the patient functioning over their lifetime. Patients are living longer and longer, and we need to get started early in order to keep them stable and keep them from losing functional vision.
Topical pharmacologic therapy is the standard treatment for patients with glaucoma. Prostaglandin analogs are the most commonly used first-line therapy because of their efficacy, tolerability, and once-daily dosing. Other traditional pharmacologic agents used in glaucoma include beta-adrenergic antagonists, alpha-adrenergic antagonists, and cholinergic agonists. Dr. Morelli outlined the current unmet needs in drugs for glaucoma.
We're pretty lucky these days because we have a lot of different topical medications that we can use. We have drugs that decrease aqueous production, drugs that increase uveoscleral outflow. And I think that we have a lot of different options in terms of preservatives, in terms of generics. So there's a lot out there. But one of the things I think is kind of interesting is that when prostaglandin analogs came out in 1996, we sort of dropped pilocarpine as a commonly used glaucoma medication. And of course, pilocarpine would address aqueous outflow through the trabecular meshwork, or the conventional pathway. And so for about 25 years, we've been ignoring the trabecular meshwork, and we've been focusing exclusively on uveoscleral outflow and aqueous production to lower IOP. And so I think that it was an unmet need until the introduction of latanoprostene Bunod and Notarcidil, in the last few years. I think we have some limitations in our current glaucoma market in terms of insurance coverage. Some of the newer medications, we have a little bit of issues with coverage. Patients are so used to getting generic medications. And so I think that is somewhat of a practical limitation for us. If our patients can't afford the medications, then they're not going to use them. I really feel like we're in a pretty good spot with our fixed combinations and things that we can do to make adherence easier. So I think we're in a pretty good place right now.
Recent approvals of medications with novel mechanisms targeting the trabecular meshwork have added to available drugs for glaucoma. The Rho kinase inhibitor Notarcidil increases outflow through multiple mechanisms by increasing trabecular outflow, lowering aqueous production, and lowering episcleral venous pressure. Another recently approved topical agent is latanoprostene Bunod, which relaxes the trabecular meshwork. Dr. Morelli discussed the efficacy and safety of these two drugs.
Recently, the eye drops became extremely expensive. The life is expensive. The price increase for some of my drops became prohibitively inconvenient for the patients to actually fill them every month. And some patients will take their drops 3 weeks at a time and then will be without the eye drops for one more week because they can't afford to pick up the refill. Nanodropper is an interesting device. It's not a surgical device. It's just a patch to the eye drops on the top. And it delivers a certain amount of medication every time. The smallest drop that they could get through that little opening. That saves the supply of the eye drops. It actually, in my clinic, it has doubled the supply of the eye drops, which is wonderful. The nanodropper doesn't work for every single medication we have on the market because of the design of the bottles, but it does work for most. And you can obtain a list from the company that outlines which medications will work with nanodropper, which will not. What I found out in my clinic, providing a nanodropper for glaucoma patients had been extremely beneficial, and patients returned to me to obtain more nanodroppers. Currently, providers can sell it from their office. It's very hard for the patients to obtain it themselves. So my advice for anyone who is treating glaucoma patients at large numbers or even small numbers, have a few of nanodroppers in your office that you can provide for your patients. This is a device that we use in clinic. We insert it in the anterior chamber of the eye, and it releases prostaglandin analog at a fixed rate. It can last anywhere from 3 months up to a year and a half, depending on metabolism of the patient. And what it does, it takes away compliance from the patients and puts it in my hands, where I know when I deliver the device for the patient. And also it removes the surface irritation. My patients that take glaucoma every day, and glaucoma drops every day, they unfortunately suffer from dryness, surface irritation, redness. When we implant the device inside the eye, there's no more surface irritation. Patients become more comfortable. They become happier. They're happier to see me. Overall, it improves their quality of life and improves compliance, which is excellent points on both parts and makes my life easier as a glaucoma specialist. So Traubert's intraocular implant has not been approved by FDA as of yet. It's the same idea where we place a device inside the eye by the surgeon, either in the surgical suite or in the office, depending whether it's done by one company or the other company. And it releases the medication prostaglandin analog. So very similar to Durysta, same application and same improvements for glaucoma management, such as I'm as a physician, apply the device to the eye. So patients don't need to pick it up from the pharmacy. They don't have to pay the copays. The insurance hopefully will cover it for them, as well as it lasts in the eye longer than an average eye drop, up to a year or so. It is a procedure, so there's some risk associated with it, like inflammation, infection, but the risk are fairly minimal based on the studies that have been released. The Traubert intraocular implant is not approved by FDA yet in the United States, but the approval should come out shortly. This is probably the most exciting device that I've seen this year, the Spyglass intraocular lens implant that has a prostaglandin analog medication attached to it, a little cartridge that releases medication at a certain rate. And this technology is in its infancy. We do cataract surgeries on a routine basis. As population gets older, everyone will develop cataracts. And my patients with glaucoma develop cataracts at a faster rate than an average patient. So intervening at this particular point when we're doing cataract surgery and doing a glaucoma device at the same time is not a new concept. The new concept is to put a drug-eluting device on an intraocular lens with the hope that in the future, when all the drug is released, I can actually just replace it. I can go back into the operating room and place another cartridge attached to the same lens. I'm not replacing the lens is staying in place. So not only I'm giving vision back to the patient, but also I'm controlling the eye pressure as a physician, not the patient picking up the eye drops. Super exciting. The company is in my backyard at Irvine, but so far we don't have much data available. Only a handful of patients have received the device. It's very promising, exciting, so stay tuned. So both microspheres and pantographs supply something new that we've been started thinking about. How can we deliver a medication without actually the patient taking the medication or picking it up from the pharmacy? So you can have microspheres impregnated with prostaglandin analog or any other eye drop actually injected into subconjunctival space under the covering of the eye that will continue releasing it at a certain predictable rate over a certain predictable time. For both pontal plugs that are full of prostaglandin analog as well as microspheres, this is fairly new. Those ones have not been tested in humans yet, and they are in the middle of animal trials. So exciting, new, again, stay tuned because more data needs to come out as far as sustainability and efficacy of both of those treatments.
Currently, the only sustained drug delivery device that we have is injectable bimatoprost. And unfortunately, they only got FDA approval for one injection. And that's going to provide somewhere between 3 and 6 months of sustained IOP reduction. There are some patients that have been shown to have sustained that effect for longer, but currently we can't do a second injection. So if you think about glaucoma as a marathon, not a sprint, some people might say, well, how is 3 or 6 months going to help me when this patient's going to have glaucoma forever? And I think there are a couple of places where sustained delivery can really help us. And one is really common. That's a patient who has an unhealthy ocular surface. We know that all the medications that we use, all the preservatives that we use in daily treatment of glaucoma can have a negative impact on the ocular surface. And so sometimes patients really just need a medication vacation, right? Just get them off of some of their topical medication or all of their topical medication, even for a short time, rehabilitate the ocular surface, and then maybe begin again. So I think that's a really common need for sustained delivery. And the other would be a patient who maybe needs surgical intervention, but maybe they have a complex medical case and they need to get medical clearance. There's something that they need before they can get to the operating room. And so these sustained release devices have the potential to kind of buy time to the point where they could get the procedure that they need.
Glaucoma patients may be co-managed by both optometrists and ophthalmologists. A recent study found that community-based management of patients with low-risk glaucoma by optometrists was effective and safe, and increased the capacity of hospital-based clinics to treat higher-risk patients. Dr. Morelli reviewed the role of optometrists in the management of patients having MIGS surgery or implants for the treatment of glaucoma. Thanks for listening to this PERspectives podcast. If you like today's episode, please consider subscribing to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, and many of your other favorite podcast platforms. While you're there, please take a moment to rate us. Thanks again for listening.